BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. The psalm that follows this one, Psalm 23, is known by more modern-day parishioners than this one, Psalm 22. However, this one is alluded to and quoted by the apostles more than all the other psalms, Matthew 27, verse 35, and 39, and 43, and 46, Mark chapter 15, verse 34, John chapter 19, verses 23 and 22, and 28 and 34, Romans chapter 10, verse 19, and chapter 11, verses 13 to 14, as well as Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. Jesus voiced verse 1a in the then common Palestine language, Aramaic, but with a few Hebrew characteristics, while suffering on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus reveals how deeply he felt abandoned by God as he bore the sins of the world, my sins, in his body. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. David's anguish prayer psalm is from a godly, isolated sufferer, immolated by ruthless, unrelenting, and hateful enemies whom he did not provoke. Jesus verbally portrayed that he is the prophecy fulfilled to those willing to hear and consider. The questions are not because Jesus didn't know the answer. The questions are for the hearer to consider why the sinless Lamb without blemish, the Son of God, the Anointed One, the one whom the Most High God said, quote, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, chapter 17, verse 5, Luke chapter 3, verse 22, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17, has not only abandoned Jesus to vile evil men, but taken light from him for 3 hours as he placed dark sin into him. The blatant, rueful answer to these whys Jesus reveals is, I place myself here to bear your sins in my body, for this is the only way to remove it from you, cleaning your soul and spirit like a lavender soap cleans the flesh. Since Jesus died extreme for me, couldn't I live his extreme for me?